we're always talking and learning, even when they were preparing for a chasana, even though we're traveling on the highway. So here they're traveling Shemal from Aderach, and yes, one time they asked the other, Mepnema Osir Gvinas of the Kirchovim. Because the Gemara says a little later, whenever the Chachamim would make a Gzeira de Rabbanan, they wouldn't divulge the reason for 12 months. That's a Gemara later. They wouldn't tell anybody the reason for the first 12 months. They wanted everybody to observe the Gzeira de Rabbanan. It's on Daf Lamed Hey. Yeah, so he wasn't there. The other Tana wasn't there when they made the Gzeira, so he says, you missed it, so we're not allowed to tell you either. He doesn't even tell him. So he says, so first he did give a reason, but it wasn't the real reason. So the reason that he gives him, the keva shall nevela. The keva means they use the milk that's in the belly of an animal that's a nevela to be mamon with, because the milk has the enzyme. And what's wrong with the keva and nevela? The assumption is that kevasa kemoisa, just like the basar is nevela, so the keva that's inside is also nevela, like we had beitzas nevela. We pass like Bisil, that beitzas nevela of a knife is aser. So the Tosis had 2 days. Why? So one day, it's only with the Rabbanan, it's not Minatoris. So one opinion in Tosis was, second opinion in Tosis, that beitzas nevela is aser, gzera ota beitzas trefa. Beitzas trefa is aser because yaitzim and aser is aser. So beitzas nevela is gzera de Rabbanan. Can't be aser Minatoris, can't be godel be iser. Once the hen dies, so it's not laying any eggs anymore. And while it's laying eggs, it's obviously still alive. It's not yet a nevela, unless it's a nevela mechaim. That's what the Pischa Tshuva said. You'll have a rare case where you have a chicken that's a hen that's running around. It's a nevela mechaim. It's metame mechaim. It's a nevela. And beitzos, it'll be a yotzim and haser asa. It'll be the beitzos nevela will be asa manatur. But in most normal cases, the beitzos nevela will only be asa manatur. But in Zerot, the beitzos trefa. That was the second day in Tesis. And beitzos davavam and beitzos. Beitzos nevela is also otto beitzos trefa. We declare it as yotzim and haser. Beitzos trefa is yotzim and haser. The first day in Tesis was no beitzos kemosa. But just like the besar hanavela is also beitzos kemosa. How can it be beitzos kemosa? Kemosa and the mekeres bashuk. You found a beitzah with a klipa kosha on it. How could that be beitzos kemosa? So Tesis that's a chumra midrabbanim. Yikra din deraisa. It's only beitzos kemosa at a very early stage. The Gemara says when it's metamik in Dibla Seif Tohar, it's metamik. That's Beitzosik Kamosim in Atara. With a klipa kosher, for sure. It's only Beitzosik Kamosim in the Rabbanim. So here, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that the Cholov Shebekeva is Dino Ki Behema. Just like the Behema is an Avela, so the Cholov Shebekeva is also an Avela. So he tines back, the Tana tines back. Oh, Malo. So Rabbi Shmuel argues back to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the reason why. If somebody is moil behegdish, somebody eats a korban oil. Korban oil is kula kola. You burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So no person, even kohen, no one's allowed to eat any part of the korban oil. And mila behegdish is a more serious iser. Mila behegdish is a much more serious iser than eating the vela. And nonetheless, alokevas oilo, if you have a female, if you have a korban that you mark around the mizbeach, and the korban has in its belly milk that it drank before you shechted it, so the din is alokevas oilo chamur mikevs nevel. This is macham viyomru, and the tradition has it. The Zman Abayis used to say, koin shadaita yofe sarfa chaya. If you want to eat it, because untahet, you're allowed to eat it. There isn't even an isa midirabbanan. I think Masav Zalahodulo. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. There is an isa midirabbanan. Avalomru, the others disagree with the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. They say there is an isa midirabbanan. Leinene v'lom meilim. There's an isa midirabbanan. You're not allowed to be nene from the cholov shebekeva of a carbon oil. But there's no din of me'ila. If a person is really moil behegdish, so then the din requires he has to give kerem v'chaymish and he has to bring asham me'ilos. So that's only if he violated me'ilah minatur. What if the whole isa me'ilah is only an invention of the Rabbanon? So you can't bring asham me'ilos from the Rabbanon. It's not bob ben edem and edovah. So the din, whenever it's me'ilah from the Rabbanon, you have many, many, many mishnayos like that listed off maseches me'ilah. And most of them mean that the whole isa me'ilah is only with the Rabbanon, and therefore you don't bring a korban me'ilah. Once in a while you have a case and maybe minatur. The Mishnah has that expression, if someone is nanif and kachim, so then there's a full din of me'ilo that you have to give keren v'chaimish and you have to bring an asham me'ilo. So if you're nanif and kachim kalim, so the Mishnah says le'nanif v'lamoylam. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim, whether the isa me'ilo and kachim kalim is the raisa the rabbanim. 2 days, Beferish and the Rishonim. But most of the cases listed in the Mishnah is Loi Nenim V'Lamolim. The Holisa Loi Nenim is only with the Rabbanim. So here also, this Tanah Rabbi Shmuel says, Hare Omru, they all live after the Churban Abayis. So he says, Hare Omru, we have a tradition that Bizman Abayis, when there used to be a Korban Oila, no one's allowed to eat anything from the Korban Oila, but the Keva is not, you don't say Kevasa Kemoisa. Even with the Rabbanim, you don't say Kevasa Kemoisa. Avol Omru, the other Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. They say it's not true, and the Rabbanim do say like that. So, but Rabbi Shmuel had a tradition that Bizman Abayis, a kohen shedaita yofa means a kohen. It's a loshen saginor. Usually, a normal person who would want to eat that milk that's in the stomach of the calf? It's going to taste awful. It's full of enzymes. It's going to taste terrible. We had a homach leg sarishanim. Is it called pirsha bi'alma? What's the shot? Is this machilos adamanat? So which Meshuggah wants to eat it? So that's what he says, a coin shadaita yofa. A coin has not such a mefunik about what he eats. Sorfa chaya, we'll eat it the way it is, and there's no isa mehila. So that's what he tainis to Rabbi Yeshua. How can you, Rabbi Shmuel tainis to Rabbi Yeshua, how can you tell me that the reason why the rabbis prohibited eating cheese that's manufactured by Nochri, because Mamina Mosa, the kevas mevela, they use the keva from an avela to do the act of hamada. But the keva is not kevosa, is not kemosa, so the keva should be mutter. So yamamid bedavra mutter. That was his kash. So then the Gemara says maybe there's a different reason. Shalom aleichem. Rabbi Ansbetter comes every year, twice a year, for a special stuff here. It's programming on Israel.
I've been coming here for so many years. I just for the new faces, I should repeat what I usually do. We distribute money twice a year before Yom Noraim. So, hundreds and hundreds of families across the year, width and breadth, length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael. Most of these are poverty-stricken families, and it's simply to meet their needs for Yom Tov. Some just have food on the table, others have some clothing. They're very, very poor families. What's singular about the tzedakah is that every cent we collect goes there. Every cost incurred in getting the money there is borne by us. In fact, one of the Magid HaShir, Yitzhak HaChanan, takes care of all the costs of getting the money there. There's no money that's spent except getting the money to those people. There's no overhead whatsoever. And we check out the families from time to time. The larger families get larger stipends, the smaller ones, smaller ones. I just want to mention very briefly, remember last time I was here was before Purim, and because of the recession, it was very difficult, and I told our main Gabbai Tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael that we need Nisim to get half of what we did the year before that. Well, Nisim Gachon, alumni, and others came through, and the final result was we sent more than 25,000 more than we ever did before, last Purim, in the midst of this recession. So people responded. So we get much more on Purim than we get for the Yom Noraim. That's the way it is. I ask you, you were so generous in helping for Purim. The need is just as great. These people had hardly enough money to go by. So whatever you can do, I'd appreciate. We still have time before Yom Noraim. Rabbi Shekhar will call me up sometime during the next period of time. Whatever money he has was committed to him, by that time we'll lay it out. You can make out checks for tax purposes, the Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. That's my shul. We simply turned it over. I appeal to you, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently through family and friends, I ask you to do that too. You can't give to a much better tzedakah than this. It's honest, it's checked out, and there's no overhead whatsoever. So please do what you can do now, and subsequently, please do what you can do. Maybe you can just pass this around. And the emerald is the dormitory.
I know.
I guess that's more than.
Remember when I came from there?
The Gemara of the Zohar is mashma that had they not hid the town, then they only gave the town, then you only have the chayshik for that one town that was revealed to them. Isn't that seem to contradict what the Baruch Hu might say, Rav, Shem, Agra, that for every Gezeri, you only have to be Choshesh for 10,000 other Tamim? Meaning that the Baruch Hu, Shem, Agra, that when you have a Gezera, you know, you can't just assume that that's the only reason for the Gezera.
When the Gemara gives a reason, it could be that there are additional reasons.
Yeah, but it's Masha from the Gemara of Arizara that the Gemara said, no, the people would have, maybe they would have made a mistake, but they're only Choshesh for that one reason. That's why they didn't want to reveal any reason.
No, the Gemara asks if the real reason is X, so why did the Gezeira apply to this case? It should have been limited. If the reason for the Gezeira was Y, so why does it apply? The din should have been made differently. They should have set it up differently. But a lot of times when you have a Gezeira, it's a loy plad rabban. Even when the reason for the Gezeira doesn't apply, the Gezeira still applies. How can you tell from the Gemara that there's only one reason?
I mean, they wanted to hide it so people just wouldn't be Madama.
Yeah, if you're going to advertise that we made Gzeirat Rabbanan for this and that reason, so every time Dick and Harry's going to say, I'm intelligent enough to know that that's us and this is Mut, I don't have to observe the Gzeirat. Gzeirat is just for the Balabatim, for the Hamaynam. It doesn't apply to me. So every Gzeirat will fall apart. So the Gemara says that's why they used to have a policy. Whenever they would make Gzeirat Rabbanan, they wouldn't let anybody know the reason for the Gzeirat until the whole year had gone by.
It's mashma, but when they did tell you the reason, that is the sole reason.
How can you tell? Don't know. So the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Tes on the base records Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yishu, what's the reason? He gave him the reason of Neshama Midamosa Bekevas Nevela, which is based on the explanation that he gave, is based on two assumptions, two premises. Premise number one, that Kevosa Kimosa, like Beitzosa Kimosa, like that first day in Tesis, that Beitzos Nevela Zosa LeBeisila, because Beitzosa Kimosa, Beitzosa Kipsara. And secondly, second assumption is that the keva, the cholav shebe keva, is not pirsha bialma. And then Rabbi Yeshua, who's it? Rabbi Shmuel argues back against Rabbi Yeshua. How can you say that? We know that a kohen shedaita. He claims that he has a tradition for the days bizman bayisheni, that when they brought a korban oila and there would be cholav bekeva, that a kohen who's not such a mefunik about what he eats used to eat the cholov shebekeva, and they didn't consider it a problem. So why don't you say that it's kevosa kemoisa, it should be like a korban oila, there should be an isameila, and you should say that it's not nifsa me'achilos adam. So the Gemara says he backed out from that reason. That's what the Gemara says. Kan koidim chazor, kan leachah chazor. Rabbi Shua, who gave this explanation to Rabbi Shmuel, backed out from that explanation. That's not the real reason for it. So what is the real reason? So the Gemara gives various different reasons. So the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, both on Daf Lamed and Hey, as well as on our Daf in Chul and Daf Kuf Tezayin and Vez, and quote quote Shmuel. Shmuel says it's not like Rabbi Yeshua said from Neshem Abinim Osa. The kevas nevela. Not that they take a spoonful of the milk in the stomach and they use it to do the hamada. They take or kevas nevela. Pneshma mina mosa, but or kevas nevela. No, or kevas nevela is not nifsam achilos adam. It's raw meat. It probably doesn't taste too good. Raw meat doesn't taste good. But it's not called nifsam achilos adam. So that will pose a problem. The or kevas nevela is nevela. So that will make an issue. So the Gemara says that statement that Shmuel made, Peshma Minim Mosa Bor Kevis Nevela, that's Lacha Chazorah. After the Mishnah backs out from the reason that Rabbi Yeshua originally gave Rabbi Shmuel, and the original reason is Kodem Chazorah. So what exactly was the Chazorah? So it's questionable how many things did he back out from? How many things did Rabbi Yeshua back out from? He only backed out that you don't say Kevosa kemoisa, or he backed out from the whole keva, that the whole keva is pirusha bi'alma. So in order to say the original pshat, kodem chazara, the pshat of Rabbi Shua, kodem chazara, is based on two premises. Number one, the keva is not called pirusha bi'alma, and number two, the kevosa is kemoisa. The keva is dina kinevela. That keva dina kinevela, that's probably only midirabbana, like we said, the beitzas nevela. The first pshat in Tosfos was that beitzas kemoisa, that's only midirabbana. So same over here. Kevasa is a milk from Kemat. The behema drinks the milk from some other animal. So what is it? How can you say Kevasa Kemoisa? So that's only with Rabbanan. The Shaila is when he backed out. Did he back out from both premises? Or you can back out from one premise without the other. So those are the three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the din of the Cholav Shebekeva? So one opinion was that even Cholav Atzolol, everything is Pir Shebealma. Lacha Hazaru backed out from everything. The other sheet is no. Even the Cholav HaKorosh is not Pirusha B'Yalma. The only thing Rabbi Yeshua backed out from was that you don't say Kevasa Kemoisa, but the Keva is Roy L'Achila, it's not Pirusha B'Yalma. And the third Shita was basically, that's how we paskin B'Diyev, L'Chatchila, we're machmer to treat even the Cholav HaKorosh also as if it would be not Pirusha B'Yalma. And B'Diyev, we follow the Ikar Adin, that if it's Cholav HaKorosh, we say it's Pirusha B'Yalma. Cholav Atzol, we say, is really cholav. That's what the Gemara talks about, both there and over the Zohar, Daf Lamed Hey, as well as over here on Kuf Tezayin and Beis. Kan koidim chazor, kan liacha chazor. Koidim chazor, he held both. Rabbi Yeshua held both premises that the cholav shebekevo is clearly not pir shebialmo, and number two that the kevosa kemos and liacha chazor. That's the big machlekes of Rishonim. Did he back out from both? Or he only backed out from one. Here, Tosfos and all of Rishonim ask a question. Why did the Mishnah say originally that the reason why they prohibited the Gvina Sakam is because Ma'amidim Osa, the Keva Shel Nevela? Let's see, what did Shmuel back out? Shmuel said the reason why it's us because Ma'aminim Osa Ba'or Kevas Nevela. The Ma'amid Ba'or Kevas Nevela. So all the Rishonim ask on Shmuel, why does Shmuel say Ma'aminim Osa Ba'or Kevas Nevela? So we had yesterday the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashbo quoted by the Magen Mishnah and Pergimel and Hilchas Macholos Asuris. He claims that there doesn't exist such a din that Dovraham Amid Loi Bata. He says that's like they asked Givina, they asked Dishalakam, and they asked Cholavakam, and they asked Stam Yenam. So they asked Givina Sakam as a Harchoke, and they gave this is the reason why. But that's it. There is no such din called a Tarkula Dovraham Amid Loi Bata. We don't pass on like that. And Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simon Pei Zayin, we pass on a davar mamid like batal. We assume that davar mamid like batal is only made the rabbanim. And after it is batal, it's made the rabbanim, not batal. So once you say that davar mamid like batal, why did Shmuel have to say, why did they ask the gvina sakam because mamidim osa ba'or kevas nevela, even if they'll be mamidid ba'or kevas kshera, would also be a problem. If the mamid ba'or kevas nevela, so the mamid is nevela. So davar mamid loy batal mid rabbanon. But if there will be mamid bior kevas kshera, it would also be a problem of basam b'chalav. So what did Shmuel have to say that there's a gzera the rabbanon on gvina sakam? Because he heard that in the days of the Tanoim they used to take a piece of flesh from the stomach. The reason why they took from the stomach because they knew the enzyme was on the surface of the stomach. So they used to take or kevas nevela. Even if a Jew will take or kevas kshera, it'll also pose a problem. Won't it pose a problem on basa b'cholov? So this is what Tosis and all the Rishonim ask. So the Tosis both in Avodah Zarah as well as here in Chulin. Tosis in Avodah Zarah lamed hey mad alef di b'mas chmeneshem adminas osa b'or kevas nevela. Tosis asks the kasha, and Tosis in Chulin asks the same kasha. Where is it? The bottom Tosis on Kufta Zayin Omer Aleph. Why only Mamina Mosa Bar Kevis Nadela? If Mamina Mosa Bar Kevis Kshere, it'll also Dava Mamad like bottle. So you're eating flesh and milk simultaneously. So why isn't there a problem? So Tosis gives an answer, which we don't accept halacha l'maaseh. Tosis says, Enachinami, if you know that there were Mamid this cheese, if you know that a Jew took the stomach, the ore of kevas kshera, and he put it into a container full of milk, and that's what did the hamada. So it'll be an isa basam b'cholov because the flesh is not bottle. Afil be'elof loy bottle davar mamid. So it's considered like niker. So you're eating flesh and milk at the same time. It won't be basam b'cholov deraisa because there was no bishul, but it'll be basam b'cholov derabban. Like they asked eating meat and milk in the same meal. So this is what you're doing over here when you eat this cheese. Lamaisa, you're eating meat and milk, even though the meat was really bottle b'shishim, but it's not bottle because davar mamid loy bottle. So why did Shmuel have to give a reason? Maminim osa b'or kevas nevela. He should have said maminim osa b'or hakeva. Period. Then maminim osa b'or hakeva. It'll be a problem of basam b'cholov. So Tosa says we're not sure what they did the hamada with. It could be they did the hamada b'keva, not b'or hakeva. It could be they took a spoonful of the cholov shebetoch hakeva and they were mamid. If they did that, then there's no problem on basa b'cholov. The only time it's a problem is mamid mosa b'or hakeva. So since we're not sure how they did the hamada, maybe they were mamid b'prochim. We don't know what. So we're making gzera de rabbanon. So if the worst it could be is only going to be basa b'cholov de rabbanon mamid b'or hakeva. It's only basam chol rabbanon, and we're not sure whether that's what they did or not. So it's like you can't make a gzeira. If it's only a sfeika de rabbanon, it does make sense to make a gzeira. But because of the hashash of nevela is a real isa deraisa, and there they made it in the mamid of nevela is also, even though we're not sure that they did hamada bior hakev, maybe they did hamada b'prochim. That's what they call macrobial rennet. They have imitation rennet. They don't take rennet. You don't always have to take rennet from an animal. You can make synthetic rennet. So that, they make a lot of cheeses like that today. That's called microbial rennet. So still, they made it there. There are bonum that you're not allowed to eat any cheese because maybe they were mamid bior hakeva. So if you're dealing with a real nevela, which is an isa deraisa, and there's a principle mid the rabbanon. We're assuming there is a principle of the Rabbanon that Dovra Mamid Loi Botel. The whole din of Dovra Mamid Loi Botel itself is only with the Rabbanon. It doesn't mean to say that that's a Sveika deraisa. If you would have known that they were really Mamid be or Hakeva, there would be an Isa deRabbanon, that Mamid on the Vela is an Isa deRabbanon. So that's, they made Exera deRabbanon because a lot of times that was the practice. There used to be Mamid be or Hakeva shel Nevela. But if the worst it could be is that sometimes the Mamid be or Chevas Kshera, if all the flesh in the city was Geshocht in the flesh. And the biggest concern would be the mamid mosa b'or kevas kshera. So the worst that would be mamid and basa b'cholav d'rabbanan. The worst it could be is basa b'cholav d'rabbanan, and it's only based on mamid. It's a double d'rabbanan to begin with, and you're not sure that that's what you're dealing with. Maybe it's macrobial rennet. Maybe it's mamid and b'prochim like the Rishonim call. So Tosfos says they wouldn't have made such a gzeira derabban. So Tosfos is mafurish that if you know bevandai that that's how they made the cheese. They took a piece of the stomach of a kshera and they did the hamana. So Tosfos says then it'll be basa b'chol derabban. So in Yeridah we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rambam who quotes from the Rimagash. That's how the Acharonim all write that. The Rimagash has the sheet of the Talmid of HaRambam. The Rambam's father was a Talmud of the Rimagash. The Rambam is very kafif to the Rimagash. He writes, as a little child, his father brought him to the Rimagash and he gave my bracha. So he attributed all of his success in learning to the bracha that the Rebbe gave. So that's why he's usually called a Talmud. The Rimagash is the Rebbe of the Rambam. A lot of times the Rimagash stands alone. There's a Shitas Rimagash, a Shita Yechidah. So sometimes the halacha says if you have a few rishonim say the same way, then you have to be concerned about their shita. If only one shita says like that, so you have a right to ignore that shita. You have 1,000 rishonim say one way, and one rishon says fakir, you have a right to ignore that. So what if the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash? There's a Bishmul and Ebenezer, Simen Tzadik, where the Bishmul says, nah, the Rambam with his eyes closed always follows the Rimagash. That doesn't count as two shitas. That's counted as one shita. That's about so the Rimagash has a unique sheet over there that Milveh is not called the Roy Lagabi Yerusha Habal, and the Magen Mishnah thinks the Rambam agrees. So he says even if the Rambam does agree with the Rimagash, the husband cannot tie a kimli, cannot tie a amuchzak, and I want to hold on to the money. It's a sheet to Yechidor, the Rimagash, even though the Rambam agrees to it, that's counted as one sheet, not counted as two sheet. You only counted as two sheet is if each region independently came to that conclusion. But the Rambam is so kofif to Rimagash. What happens over here, the Rambam paskens like the Rimagash, and that's the opinion that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. We assume that the Tosfos is the Shita Yechidah here. So the accepted opinion is, when you have Dover HaMamid, you're going to say the flesh is considered Bien, so you're having fleshiks and milchiks in the same meal. Nah, that's not called fleshiks. The fleshiks was bottled beroiv. You were mamid ba'or kevas ksheira. So the flesh was bottled b'shishim. It's ain't a nice and tam. The only thing is that davar mamid is considered as if it's b'yan. So you have flesh, but the flesh is ain't a nice and tam. They never made such a gzeira derabbanan. If you drink a big glass of milk and you have a tiny little piece of salami, that if you would have put the salami in the milk, would have been shishim against it. But the piece of salami is a piece of salami. It's b'yan. Or you have, let's say, eating a ton of flesh and you're having a drop of milk. So you're not allowed to have fleshiks and milchiks in the same meal, even though you have elef, one against the other, because the milk is milk and this flesh is flesh. But over here, you don't really have flesh. You have flesh that was bottled by elef. The only thing is a dova mamad al pidin with the rabbanon is considered as if it's nika. It's no nika, ain't nika morgan. But you can't taste the flesh. So they never made exer the rabbanon on basa b'cholim in such a case. Basa b'chol to have flesh and milk in the same meal is only osir to eat fleshiks and milchiks at the same time is only osir if the flesh is there and has a tama flesh. Here, the flesh doesn't have any tama. So that's the accepted opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Not like this Tosfos. A Dover HaMamid only applies to Yisura. If you have an Issa, that's Mamid. But if you have flesh, is Mamid in the milk and it makes it into Gvina. And you're going to say that it's Nikr and you're eating flesh and some milk simultaneously. So we don't accept that opinion of the Tosfos. That's the Machlokes, the Tosfos with the Rimagash. Yeah, what if you have, let's say, a Dover HaMamid, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, the end of Siman Pei Zayin. What if you have a Dover HaMamid, I have a whole room, a whole container full of milk, the size of this room, and I put in Or Kevas Nevela, the real McCoy, Or Kevas Nevela, and it's going to do the Hamada to convert everything into cheese. But I didn't really put in enough or hakeva of the nevela that should really be sufficient to turn everything into cheese. You don't need so much. Every time you have a davramam, every time you have an enzyme, you don't need so much. You need a very tiny bit, but I didn't even put in the amount that I need. And then I threw in another enzyme that's going to help it do the trick. So the or kevas nevela would not have succeeded in doing the whole hamada on all of the milk. It would not have turned into cheese. I needed some additional enzyme shalheter, bitzirav the enzyme shalisim. So then Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes, that's called Zeviz Agarim, and Zeviz Agarim is mutter. Yeah, what's the original din of Zeviz Agarim? So that's also in Chulin. One of them occurs, happens to be in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin talks about Vlad Trefa on the top of Nun Ches Amar Aleph, about six lines from the top. The Gemara quotes Elohadisnan, and it says on the side that it should say Hodatanya. It's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. There's a Machlekes Rablezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Machlekes Atanoin. What's the din of Vlad Trefa? Whether Vlad Trefa is Kosher Legabi Hamizbeach or Pasal Legabi Hamizbeach. You're not allowed to be Makar. You can't be Makar without Korban that's a Trefa. It'll be a Pasal Korban. So what if you have a Trefa gives birth to a Vlad, the Vlad Trefa? So the Gemara has two Pshatim over here. So the Gemara assumes that the Machlekes Hatanoim is not a machlekes in Hilchas Karbonis. It's a machlekes legabi chulin. Whether Vlad Trefa is kosher, bachila, muta bachila, or Vlad Trefa is osa. What's the issue? The Gemara says, in order to give birth to a baby, we don't believe in the Avodah Zarah, the Immaculate Conception. You have to have a zocher and a keva. You can't just have an akeva without a zocher. So you have to have a zocher and a keva. So let's say one of them is a trefa and the other one is not. So the Vlad, the mother is a trefa, but the Vlad itself is not a trefa. So why do you want to asa the Vlad? That's the din of Yotzim and Hasa Rasa. Like Cholab Behemot Tmeya is Asa. Like Beitza Saif Tameh is Asa. We had on Samach Dalar on the base. Bas Hayano, a Yotzim and Atameh is Tameh. Yotzim and Hasa is Asa. So that's good if it's a Yotzim and Hasa. What if you have a case it's a Yotzim and Hasa or a Minamuta? The Isra alone couldn't produce. You can't have it by Cholab, you can't have it. What do you mean? Have two animals that together they make milk. One cow gives off milk. You can't have beitza soif tome. You can't have an oif tome and atah together. They give birth to a beitza. There's only one oif. The hen lays an egg. You can't have a kosher hen and an eagle work together and give a beitza. There is no such thing. But he can have it a vlad, a zorch and a keva mate, and they give birth to a vlad. So the vlad is yotzimin, and one of the parents is a treif, and one of the parents is a kshera. So is that called yotzimin ha'osur? Or do you say, no, it's Yotzim and Hasar min amuta. So that's not enough. The Yotzim and Hasar has to be Kula Yasar. If it's Yotzim and Hasar min amuta, is muta. So that's a machlekes satanaim, Rab Lez and Rabbi Shua, where the Zeb is a Gairim is Asar, a Zeb is a Gairim is muta. Why, if it wouldn't be Zeb is a Gairim, if it would have been one Gairim, a Gairim of an Isa, what would have been the problem? Yotzim and Hasar. So that's the original machlekes satanaim, where the Zeb is a Gairim, Asar amuta is by the topic of Yotzim and Hasar. Or you have in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei. You look there in the margin, on the side of Nun Ches Amin Aleph in the Masoros Hashas on the right hand side. So they give you a few cross references. It's in Temura and it's in Sanhedrin. Avodah Zarah Pesachim, a few different places. So in Sanhedrin is also the same. You have Shor HaNiskal. What's a Shor HaNiskal? A Shor Shaharagis HaAdam. So the Bez makes a Gemar Din L'Skilo. So before they have a chance to give the Shor Skilo, so the Gemara seems to say in Bava Kama Daf Mem Hei that the shor is also banor. Rabbeinu Tam Epis holds not so. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the shor niskal is muta banor michayim, only it becomes also banor lachamisa. That's in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. Along, that's where it is, Sanhedrin Daf Pei. That's where the long thesis is. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. He's going to get into trouble. Rabbeinu Tam is going to get into big trouble in this Gemara. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that once the Bez makes the Gemara Din, Leskila, and the shor niskal, so the shor niskal becomes also Bahanoah. So the Gemara has, what if this Shor HaNiskal, either a Zohar or a Nekeva, whatever it happens to be, what if the Shor HaNiskal mates with a Behema Malyasa, a normal Behema, and they have a Vlad, before you had a chance to give it the death penalty. And then they have a Vlad. So it's a topic of Yotzim and Ha'asar, but it's Yotzim and Ha'asar min Amutar. So the Gemara says, that's a Machlekes, but the Zev is a Garm is Asar. The Zev is a Garm is Mutar, the exact same thing as over here. Vlad Trefa, that one of the parents is a trefa. You have a zoch and a keva. One is a trefa, the other one is a kshera, and one is a shara niskal, the other one is not. So that's a one. That's the normal case of zev zegur. Then you have in psochim and daf chob zainam and aleph. That's one of the other marmikaimis on the side. In psochim, the Gemara is talking about mechametz. Mechametz is along the lines of dover hamamid. Mechametz is like this. Mechametz is, let's say you have, you mix flour with water. So if you don't throw in any yeast, it'll take forever for the stuff to rise. So everybody throws in a little yeast, and then it rises, and then you bake it. Then you make a bread out of it, and you make a cake out of it, whatever, and then you bake it. So what if the yeast that you throw in happens to be truma? You took, you mafish some truma, and then some of those fruits or vegetables, whatever it was, or the grain, whatever it was, let's say, easy. Let's say you have bushels of grain, and you mafish 2% as truma, you give it to the kohen makes flour out of it, mixes the flour with the water, and he lets it rise. It takes 10 hours to rise. It takes a whole day to rise. Then, instead of baking everything, it's going to leave over some of the raw dough. And the raw dough, the microorganisms keep on multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. They keep on eating up all of the dough. And they keep on reproducing each other. So they have millions and billions and trillions of microorganisms over there. So the microorganisms, that's what causes the dough to rise. That's exactly what yeast is all about. Yeast is all of these microorganisms. So let's say the original flour started off as truma. And the kohen made challahs and cakes and cookies, and he ate it. His wife ate it. His children ate it. Eishes kohen achelas betruma. The children of the kohen, they all eat the truma. Then he leaves over a little dough. So that dough is also truma. When you leave it long enough, so the microorganisms eat up everything till it becomes mamish nifsam achilosod, and maybe even nifsam achilos akelev. The Gemara in the first parak in Beitza quotes Tosefta in Beitza. That Sa'or, that's what it says in Chumash, Ki Chosar V'cha, no. Le'ira L'cha Chamis, Le'ira L'cha Sor. So Le'ira L'cha Chamis means the cake and the cookies, that's Chamis. Le'ira L'cha Sor means the raw dough. What do you need a Pasuk to say? It's the same thing. You mix the flour with the water and it rose and it turned into Chumash. So the Tosefta explains, no, if the Chumash wouldn't say Sa'or is Asar, I would have thought that it's Mutter because Nivs Machilos Adam, and the Rabbit writes on the side of the Rama, he thinks it's even Nivs Machilos HaKelev. So why is it Taka Aser? So why is Sar Taka Aser? So the Gemara quotes a Tasefta. The Gemara first Perek and Beitza quotes a Tasefta. Pneisha Roy Lachametz Bo Isis Hacheris. Since you use the raw dough, the practice always was, you use the raw dough as an ingredient in another Michael. You're going to take the raw dough and throw it into a new mixture of flour and water, and that's going to serve, that's going to be the yeast that's going to cause everything to rise. When it's going to rise, it's going to blend in, and you're going to eat the whole thing. Not that you throw it in and it causes it to rise, then you take it out. Once you throw it in, it remains there, and you're going to eat the whole thing. So if you take some non-kosher ingredient, a trefa ingredient, that's nifsam achilos adam, once it's nifsam achilos adam, the Gemara says it's mutter. We discussed last week. One of the Zohar Daf Samaches learns out from the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says in Chumash that you're not allowed to eat nevela, losech kol nevela. Lagir Hashem Shrechet Tadnan Abachal Amachal Anochri. So it says you're not allowed to eat nevela. Sell it to a goy. A goy is allowed to eat. Sell it to a goy. So the Gemara says the only time nevela is also if it's roy lachila sodom. If nifsam achila sodom, nevela haroy lagir kruy nevela. Nevela sheni roy lagir any kruy nevela. Pasuk means a ger toshuv. Doesn't mean a ger tzedek. Ger tzedek is not allowed to eat treifas. So Anochri is a lati nevela. So the Gemara learns that machlokes hatanoim, and that's how we pass machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. We pass on that Gemara that all non-kosher food that's nifsal me'achilos adam becomes mutar b'achilos. So let's say if you have a non-kosher ingredient that's nifsal me'achilos tastes awful, and then it falls in accidentally, you throw it into kosher food, and then you're going to eat it. Once it's nifsal me'achilos, remains mutar. But over here, this was an ingredient. This was intended to serve as an ingredient. We have a lot of times like that. A non-kosher item that's absolutely nefs machilos adam, but it's an ingredient. Let's say Crisco. Anybody know what Crisco is? You buy a tub it tastes like rubber. Which Michigan is going to eat rubber? It doesn't taste like edible food. But that's what they sell in all the stores. They sell, now they have kosher Crisco. Years ago, it used to be Trefer Crisco. So what is it to do? Trefer Crisco? Nifsam achilos adam. Nifsam achilos adam is mutter. So the answer is no. We learn that from the Pasuk of Sa'or. And the Pasuk of Sa'or is not only a chiddush in Hilchos Pesach. Rav Chaim Moshe points out from Mishnayos, it's a din we learn from here to Kol HaTorah Kula. Then whenever the thing is an ingredient, it's intended to serve as an ingredient, then the din of nifsam achilos adam doesn't apply because it's oimei to be mishamesh. The intention is you're going to use it to serve as an ingredient in the food. So the Gemara has a discussion. What if you have Sa'or Shel Truma? So the kohen is supposed to use the Sa'or when he made the bread and cake and cookies. So he baked 99% of it. and he left over a little bit of raw dough. The raw dough, the microorganism has kept on eating it up, eating it up. Now there's mamash no raw dough left at all. Only left with billions and trillions and millions of microorganisms. But you can't see that. The kifi rosa ayin, it looks like it's truma. Shenipsal me'achilo. But that's the way they did. That's the way that people still do arayam hazeh. They save that. And they use that to serve as an ingredient the next time. So the din of nifsam achilas adam doesn't apply in such a case. It remains dina ketruma. The original pasuk is by chometz, but Rav Chaim Moisei points out, you see in the Mishnah is that the din applies to truma as well. So if you take se'orchal truma and you put it into, by mistake, a non-kohen used the se'orchal truma, and he mixed it into a regular batch of flour with water. And you have shishim against it. Let's say you have shishim against the sar shel truma, but the sar shel truma accomplished that it's mechametz. If you wouldn't have put in the sar, it would have taken 2 days for the dough to rise. And because you put in the sar, it took 2 hours. It took 3 hours instead of taking 2 or 3 days. So mechametz is also a din mederabbanan. Mechametz is like kedaber hamamid. I feel a bell of light bottle. It's called nikar hoiser. So mechametz is also such a din mederabbanan. It's considered as if it's nikar and it's not. And it's not bottled. So the Gemara has such a machlokes hatanoim in Pesachim and Daf Chav Zayin. What if you put in a little bit of sar shel truma, but into a big isa shel chulin, but the sar shel truma wasn't really sufficient to be mechametz the whole isa, and it really wouldn't have accomplished the trick if not for the fact that you threw in additional sar shel chulin, sar shel truma v'shel chulin, shenesana metacho isa. And the tziruf are both together caused it to rise. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes hatanoim when the zev is a garim is also a mutter. See, if the din amachametz would have been a din of yotze min ha'aser, like we were discussing yesterday, that the Darkei Tshuva quotes a havamina, well, we don't accept la aloche, that the din of dover amamed loy batal is even if the thing is an immobilized enzyme, even if the enzyme that you put in is totally removed afterwards. Still, the din is that the new Michael is also because it's called like a yotzem and hasa. Let's say I milk a pig, I milk a horse. So there's no bizarre behema tamea mixed into the milk. A yotzem and hasa is also. Let's say I get eggs from an eagle. There's no basar of the eagle mixed into the eggs. The eggs are separate. But yotzem and hasa is also, even though none of the original iser is there. A yotzem and hasa is also has nothing to do with tarubis. So over here, there was such a svara that the Dover Amam and Afila Bela Filet Bottle is because the new Parim Chadosh is Bawa Lakan, the form that it has now, that it's cheese instead of being the original form of milk, this new Parim Chadosh is considered a Yotzim and Hoss, and it'll be Osir even if there is none of the Trefa thing remains behind with the mixture. So that's not the accepted opinion. We don't pass on like that. We don't pass on that it's also because of Yotzim and Hoss. We pass on like the Rishonim said, that the Dover HaMamed Loi Baltel is considered Nikar Ha'isa. It's not Nikar in the sense you look at the whole Tarubis, you can't pick out. Let's say we gave a Moshe yesterday, have tiny little pieces of treif of salami mixed into a vegetable salad. So that's Mamish Nikar, even though you have shishim against the treif of salami, but you can see this is salami, that's salami, that's salami, and all the rest of the vegetable. That's called Nikar, that's not called the Tarubis. Here it's not Nikar, but since the results are nicker, since it's now in the form of cheese, and I know that yesterday it was in the form of milk, now it's cheese, so obviously there must have been some enzyme that was mixed in, or if you have an emulsifier, if you have the preservative, so there are different opinions. How far do you go with the Dover HaMamed? So we paskin that that Dover HaMamed Loi Batel is not really a vort of Yotzim and Ha'aser, it's really a vort that is called Nikar Ha'iser. So it's not 100% the same as Zeb is a garim on daf nun ches, by the treifa nikshari give birth to a vlad, the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf peyam and aleph, that the shor niskal bo behema ma'al yaseh, you have a behema that's osa banor, mates with a behema that's muta be'achila, muta banor, and they have a vlad. That's yotzim and ha'aser. That's a regular yotzim and ha'aser. The only thing is yotzim and ha'aser min ha'muta, so it's a machlek yisatanaim. Is that too included in the Gzeres HaKasav of yotzim and ha'aser? I say no, only yotzim and ha'aser, ha'aser. Yotzim and ha'aser min ha'muta, that's not included. Over here, it's not the same. Here, it's a different word. The result, the mechametz, the Gemara Mitzachim is talking about mechametz. And here in the Yeridah, at the end of Sinim Peizayim, we're talking about Dover HaMamed. It's along the same lines. Mechametz is a chumra midirabbanan because it's considered nikar. So if I was mechametz with Sa'or shel truma, and I was mechamet isas chulin with it. So that'll be a shayla of nikar ha'iser. So the Shulchan Aruch makes a tushtel. The comparison is to the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara is talking about mechamet, and the Gemara uses as a lashon mushal. It's not really a topic of yotzim and osam and amuter. It's a different topic. It's similar. It doesn't have to be necessarily identical. You don't necessarily have to hold the same in both cases. You can hold Zeviz Agoyrim is Osir by Yotzim and Hosam and Amutar. The Vlad Trefa, you can say that Zeviz Agoyrim is Osir, Yotzim and Osir. You can say that this one is Mutar. This is a different kind of Zeviz Agoyrim. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same. We happen to be Mekel on both. We're Mekel Zeviz Agoyrim. If it's Yotzim and Hosam and Amutar, we say it's not Yotzim and Osir. And we also paskin that the Zeviz Agoyrim of Metabel, Mechametz, of Mechametz and Dovra Mam, it is also, it's not called Nikar Ha'isa, since if you would have only had the Yisr, it would not have done the job, it would not have accomplished the Mechametz job, would have not accomplished the Dovra Mam job, so that's not called Nikar Ha'isa. Since it needed the Heter also to support it, so it's not called Nikar Ha'isa. That's how we paskin Laloch. You have another case that the Achrayim call this already later in the latest svarim in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have it. Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. He quotes the latest svarim. Call this also Zeviz Agoyrim, but it's also Lashon Mushal. It's not the same. Let's say you have a Michael Shel Heter. All the ingredients are kosher, but you put in one flavor, and that flavor you can taste. You have what do you call it? Sometimes you put in a Milsa Davida Lataima, if you have a concentrate, it's not going to help if you have shishin. Something is a concentrate means that it has power to give. You can have one spoonful of a flavor in a vat of Michael so big, and that spoonful of flavor is so powerful that you won't say it's bottled b'shishin. It succeeds in giving the sinas tam throughout the whole thing. So that's a Mishnayis and Gemara's like that. That if you have milsa davida legluya, milsa davida letaima is not bottle, afilo be elephant won't be bottle if it's still nice and tam. Sometimes it gives a faint tam. Sometimes you have shishim against the trefe flavor, and you can taste faintly the flavor. So that's a shach in Simon Tzadik Ches. The Shach and Simon Tzadik Ches have got and Chav Tes quotes from the Issa Veheta. That's only with the Rabbanon. If you can taste the flavor faintly, that's a Tam Kolush. That's not really a Tam Bari. So Minatar, that's not called Nesinas Tam. And with the Rabbanon went Machmer. Yeah, what's the Mokker for that? So that's, we'll have to learn some more. That's a Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches. We'll have to learn in the Chulin. Tosis says like that. That if the thing is nice and Tam Per Shishman, it's only a Tam Kolush. If it gives a Tam Bari, let's say you have vanilla flavoring. So your mother's making some kind of cake, and she pours in two drops of vanilla. It's going to give them the sinus time. You're going to have way more than shishim against it, but it tastes good. You can taste the flavor of the vanilla throughout. All the cookies taste delicious. And sometimes the tam, pes shishim, is such a faint tam, so that's a chumra midirabon. That's the shach b'shem isa v'hetam.
Kvegel doesn't argue that's the right side.
It depends. The Prima Gaudim explains that the Isaveheta means if it's a Tam Kolush. Others understood the Isaveheta, we'll have to discuss that. Others understood the Isaveheta to mean that even if it's nice and Tam Bari, if the Shishim is Mutam and Atorah, there's such a Taisus Rid. We'll have to learn. The Taisus Rid writes such a Svar. That if the Shishim, even if it's absolutely nice and Tam, even a concentrate, listen, Tom, wait, Per Shishim, it's only, it's Menator, it's bottled, it's only Asim Rabban. So we don't really follow that. But we understand the Yisav Heter, the Shach Mishayim Yisav Heter, on the level that he says it's the Rabbanon, if it's a Tam Kolush, if it's a faint Tam. There's the Yad Yehuda, is one of the classic Svarim on Yerideya. He explains like that, and that's a Taisus. We'll learn the Sugya of Rabbi Shelan, Dav Tzadik Ches, we'll get to it. So that's what Taisus Kamat Beferi says like that, when you have a Tam Kolush. So what happens, Lamoshel, if you have... you have a big vat full of food, so big, and you pour in three drops, you pour in 10 drops of vanilla, and it's a billion units against it. the 10 drops of vanilla flavoring, the concentrate is not enough to be nice and tam here. You wouldn't be able to discern it at all. It would be bottle. But you poured in another 10 drops of vanilla that was kosher. You have 10 drops of vanilla that's straight, echetimtze. You have 10 drops of vanilla that are kosher. So the Achrayim call out Zev is a germ and they say that it's mutter. What do you mean Zev is a germ? It doesn't mean Zev is a germ. It has nothing to do with Zev is a germ. That's not called nice and tam. Nice and tam, that the thing is milsa davida letaime, is not bottle, afila bishishim, afila bielef. That's if the Yisr is nice and tam. But if the Yisr doesn't succeed on its own 2 feet to give in the sinas tam, you have to have Yisr with Heta together. And they join together to give in the sinas tam. So the user is a melitza. They call that Zev is a garm. But it's not what the Gemara calls Zev is a garm. The Gemara is talking a different. The Gemara is talking about two different Zev is a garms. The Zev is a garm at the end of Simon Pei Zayin that they're talking by the Dover Hamamid. If you have a little or kevas nevela in a big vat of milk, and the or kevas nevela is not enough to do the trick. So you have to add another little bit of enzyme, kosher enzyme. So the Rambam calls that Zev is a garm. That's parallel to the Gemara in Psochim Adav Chav Zayin, where the Gemara talks about Zev is a garm by mechametz. That's similar to that. It's not it's related, but it's not identical to the Zev is a garm by the Yotzim in Hos. It's related, but it's not identical. Yesterday we were discussing the Mishnah Rab Chanina ben Antignus and the end of Masechas Tmura. Chanina ben Antignus is quoted by the Mishnah on Daf Laman on the base, and the Gemara appears on Laman Aleph from Ralph, the end of that Perek. That's next to the last Perek in Tmura. So the Rambam says, we don't pass like Rab Chanina ben Antignus. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis that the Mishnah quotes his opinion, but it's not the accepted opinion of Lalach. And the Mishnah doesn't say that anybody disagrees. The Tosis assumes that is the halacha. So the Mechaber does not quote that Tosis. Mechaber is Asfardi, so he's not mechayev to quote any Tosis. And in the Ramah is an Ashkenazi. So the Ramah quotes the Tosis. So that Ramah is in Simon Samach. And the Shach was Masig on the Ramah that the Ramah misrepresented. He says the Tosis only said here Simon Samach. Sif Aleph, the Ramos and Sif Aleph. So the Ramos quotes it, Behemish in his pat, Makom Echayel, Bemacholos Asuras. So the Shach says that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking, Taisus and the Gemara are talking, Behemish in his pat, Makom Echayel, Beisuri Hano. Beisuri Hano is a different story. Like Yeshvach hates him at Pas. So if you eat the Pas, so we pass like Rebbe that eating the Pas is indirectly considered getting Hano from the Atze Isuri Hano. So here also, eating the flesh, it's considered indirectly getting Hano from the Yisuri Hano. The Behemah ate up all the Yisuri Hano. They're not here anymore. No. So the Mistama, it's only with the Rabbanim, like the Pnei Yeshua said there, by Yeshvach Eitz and the Pas. The Mistama, this is also only with the Rabbanim. That indirectly, it's considered that like you're getting Hano. But what if the Behemah was in Spat, Mekalim Echayah, but Macholos Asur is not Yisuri Hano? The fish was eating worms, and it was eating trefa fish, dogim, tamayim, and worms. So it's Muta Bano, it's just Asa Bachilo. So the Shach says that should be mutter, and the Ramok is quoting from the Yisra V'Heta. Yisra V'Heta says that it's also. So the Primorim comments on this Shach when the Shach disagrees with the Ramok, Sikot Nehei and Simas Amach. So the Primorim says, look in the Yisra V'Heta, says Beferish that it's only also mitam marisai, that it doesn't look good, that people will say what the guy's eating trefis. He's eating the fish that have the pink color of the salmon. How do they succeed in making gefilte fish with a pink color that looks like salmon? The answer is they fed it a special diet. So people will say, Mishum Marisain looks like you're eating trefis. So this Marisain doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara has different Marisains. The Gemara has a Marisain. In Ksubas Dav Samach Amar Aleph, the Gemara has Dam Mahal Cheshtayim. Human blood is Mutta. So the Gemara says, what if a person's gums are bleeding, his teeth are bleeding? So he's going to eat an apple. He's going to eat a sandwich, he's going to bite into the apple, he's going to take it out of his mouth, so the apple is going to have blood on the apple. So the Gemara says, Mishum Marisayin, you have to wash off the blood. If you cut the apple up into tiny pieces and you put each piece of apple in your mouth, even though you know that by chewing the apple, more blood is going to come out, and you're going to be swallowing blood, so Kolzman, the blood wasn't pirish, it didn't leave my mouth, it's still inside the mouth, so there is no Marisayin. Once the blood is pirish from the mouth, then it's a marisayim de rabban. That's what the Gemara quotes a brising ksubis daf samach amaral. Dam shal gabi akikar, if he's eating a sandwich and he bites into the sandwich and then he takes the rest of the sandwich out of his mouth, he sees that there's blood by the teeth marks, so he has to scrape off all the blood. But if he puts tiny pieces of the sandwich in his mouth, even though his mouth is full of blood, that's not a problem. Sometimes you go to the dentist and your mouth is all full of blood, so you're allowed to eat right afterwards. The blood is in your mouth, it wasn't pirish. If the blood will be pirish, then you're not allowed to. So that's a marasign that's mentioned in the Gemara. Then Tosfos talks on the same daf. Another marasign, Tosfos daf Samach Amud Aleph has the famous comment that they quote the Gemara. The Gemara talks about marasigns that they singled out. The rabbi sometimes prohibited certain activities, Mishum marasign. Let's say a person was walking in the street on Shabbos and it's pouring and his clothing gets sopping wet. So when he gets home, he wants to hang up his clothes. If he has a raincoat and he wants to hang up the raincoat, so the raincoat, we know how the raincoat got wet. A raincoat you wear in the rain. So of course it got wet. But if he's going to hang up his jacket, so the Gemara says it's a problem on Marisayin that people may think that he washed the clothes on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hang up, even though you wash the clothes on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to hang up the clothes on Shabbos, Mishum Marisayin. So Marisayin would be if you hang it up on the line in the public and everybody's going to see, all the neighbors are going to see. What if the guy's going to hang it up in his own house, in his own bathroom? No one's going to see. So the Gemara says, Amachlekes Hatanoim, Beshamay, Besil, in the first parak in Beitza, and there's a Machlekes Arishanim, how we paskin, men, Arishanim paskin, Kol Davashas HaChacham, Mishum Marisayin, Afil Bechadrich HaDor HaMosa. Whenever the rabbi said that you're not allowed to do something because of Marisayin, so you're not allowed to do it even if nobody is watching. That's how the Gemara says. Or the Gemara talks in the first parak in Beitza, the Gemara talks, Ayantiv, the guy has a big ladder. This is a painter's ladder. The painters usually use such a big ladder. The guy's going to walk on Yontif in the street. There's an Erev. There isn't an Erev. He's allowed to carry something that he needs. He's going to carry the ladder. He's walking with a ladder. People are going to think he's going to paint his house on Yontif. So it's a problem. Marisayin. What's he going for? He's going to get a bird. He designated a certain bird in the Shevach to shecht it on Yontif. He didn't have refrigeration. So Bismarck Gemara was mutter to shecht birds on Yontif. Today probably not allowed to shecht on Yontif because... You're only allowed to do melachas on yantav that are normal that you do soon before you eat the food. This man is even a sheikhet doesn't shecht on yantav. Even a sheikhet has his wife takes chicken from the freezer. She doesn't shecht on yantav. So this man Gemara is mutter to shecht on yantav, but you have to designate which bird. It shouldn't be muktzah. So let's say he designated a certain hen, certain chicken he's going to shecht, and he goes with the ladder to climb up to the shevach in order to get. So the Mishnah has a machlekes b'sham and b'sil. Are you allowed to do that or not? So the Gemara says maybe the machlekes is b'chadri chadorim. Well, no one's watching if the shevach is in your own backyard. So there is an institution. There is a din of marisayin. There is a din that afila b'chadri chadorim. Most of the rishonim assume machlekes had a paskin. Balamor paskins lahakel, and most of the rishonim paskin lahachmer. That called up shas al chachamim shem marisayin afila b'chadri chadorim. So the Tosfos there has a kasha. There's a case in the Gemara. That sounds like it says you should do something betzina, memacham betzina. What does it help if you do betzina? Marisayin is also afilu betzina. So Tosfos comes up with this chiddush that the Shach quotes over here in the end of Pei Zayin, that chadrich adorim is also by marisayin only if the chashash is a marisayin of an aver deraisa. But if the worst people will think that you're doing is an aver derabon, and then the whole chadrich adorim idea doesn't apply. Okay, that's where the Tosfos is. And other Rishonim disagree with the whole Taisa. Has nothing to do with Marisayin. That case, the Taisa said the whole Shtikl Torah. So the Ran has a whole different shot on that Gemara. So there is an institute. There is a din of Marisayin. What's the prohibition of Marisayin? So the Gemara is quoted in different places, in different contexts. And you look at Misnayas Shvius. You have a whole parak. I think it's parak based. All parak lists off different things that are also Mishum Marisayin. So that really too, this Dechemet quotes a lot of Achrenim have what to say on this. So a lot of Achrenim say there are really two different prohibitions of Marisayin. There's one prohibition that Marisayin, I'm not allowed to do something that's really mutter, but people will misunderstand it. They'll think that I'm doing something else. So sometimes I'll be misleading them into believing, let's say I'm going to go into a certain restaurant that has a hashgacha that's no good, has a hashgacha that's not reliable. I'm going in to buy a Coca-Cola. I'm going in to use the men's room or something. But people will think I'm going in to buy a flesh over there. So that's a marisayin. That's also because of lifneiva l'sitei michshol. Real lifneiva, the real bona fide lifneiva is if I'm doing lifneiva b'kumbi, I say I'm giving you a treifas and I say, here, eat it. I serve you non-kosher food. Here it's really lifneva b'shevi altasa. I'm minding my own business. I'm going to buy a Coca-Cola. But you're not allowed to do lifneva even b'shevi altasa. Because of what you do, people will be misled to believe that it must be a kosher restaurant. But Haraya, this Orthodox Jew, went in there. They don't realize I went in just to buy Coca-Cola. So that's in a certain sense a violation of lifneva l'sitei mirshum. Other times, let's say, it's outright the treifa restaurants. Not a shayla, is it a kosher restaurant? The famous treifa restaurant. So I'm not misleading people into believing that it's a good hashgacha. That's another kind of marisayin, that you're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. Not only are you not allowed to ruin someone else's reputation, there's an isa lashon hara on other people, there's an isa lashon hara against yourself. You are not the balabas on your own reputation, that you should have the right to ruin your own reputation. That's how he used to tell a story about the Chafetz Chaim, that he was once traveling on a train. There was another Jew traveling on a train with him. So the Balabas didn't know who he was. So he asked him, what city do you live in? He says, he lives in Radin. Ooh, so he said, do you know the Holy Tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim? So what's he going to say? Yeah, that's me, nice to meet you. So he says, yeah, he knows him. So he says, no, tell me some voices, some ups, some nisim in the floods. So he didn't know what to say. So he kept on knocking down his own greatness. And every time the Balabas was asking him something, he kept on minimizing everything. Out of humility, he kept on minimizing. So the Balabas got angry. He said, yeah, shake it. You're mevazer the holy tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim. So he didn't know how to get out of the mess. So when he came riding, the other Balabas was also going to run. So he ran home. Chafetz Chaim ran home. And he didn't know what to do. Then it came davening, came mincha. So the Chafetz Chaim came to daven and shul. And the Balabas also came. So the Chafetz Chaim walked all the way up to the front. And he sat in his seat, and then the Balabas realized that he was the Chafetz Chaim. So he went over and he apologized to him that he didn't realize that he was the Chafetz Chaim, and he put him into such a predicament. So the Chafetz Chaim said, that's how the story goes, the Chafetz Chaim said, I wrote so many svarim on Lashon Hara, and I never realized that there's another din on Lashon Hara. Not only not allowed to say Lashon Hara against other people, not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself either. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that that's the din of Marisai. The Stacha Mishnah is like that. You're not allowed to do something that will mislead people into believing that you are doing something wrong. Your own reputation, you're not the balabas on your own reputation. So the Stechemik was, the Acharonim say there are two kinds of Marisai. Sometimes we call it Chashoda. You're not allowed to do something that will cause other people to be choshed that you're doing something wrong. You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself. And sometimes the Marisayin is really a violation of Lifneiva L'sita Michshol. It's Lifneiva B'Shevi Altasa. I'm minding my own business. I'm doing something else. But because of what I'm doing, I'm misleading. I may be misleading someone else into believing that you're allowed to do a Dabar HaOsa.
Let's say you're going to camp. You're going to a theme park.
Going to?
A theme park. A camp.
I don't know what a theme park. I never went to camp, so I don't know what a theme park.
Anyways, let's say you are. So, are you allowed to go to a restaurant and take water? I know it's not a problem. You're taking Yiddish akin to they have yarmulkes on their heads. Is there a problem or a sign?
So we'll work on it. Okay, so we'll see. So the Lashon HaGemara is, the Lashon HaGemara in the first parak in Beitza, that the Shach quotes at the end of Sin and Pei Zayin. Lashon HaGemara is, Kol Dovash HaChachamim Shemar Zayin Afila Bechad Rechad Dor Mosa. So some achrayim are of the opinion, the Stechemik quotes this, it's only called Avashosu Chachamim, Mishum Marasayim. Whatever says in the Gemara is also Mishum Marasayim, is Marasayim. Whatever doesn't say in the Gemara, you don't have to add on your own Marasayim. We obviously have not accepted that opinion. We just said that the Ramah quotes in Isa V'Heter, in Siman Samach, he quotes the Isa V'Heter, Be'emesh Edispat V'Kol Mechaya, B'machol Sassuris is also Mishum Marasayim. That's not in the Gemara. Or in Siman Pezayin, you have Cholav Isha doesn't make basa b'cholav min ator, only cholav behema, but it's also mishum marisayin. Or to cook b'cholav behema tameya, there's no basa b'cholav if you cook with cholav behema tameya, but it's also mishum marisayin. Or cholav zachar is also mishum marisayin, and people will think that you're cooking basa b'cholav. So this doesn't say in the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon gives in the Mar Mekoymus, what's the mark? And the marker is this Gemara and Ksuba Daf Samach Amar Aleph. That just like there's a problem of Marisayin to eat dam, ha'odam, dam ha'al chishtayim, dam from an odam is called dam ha'al chishtayim, people walk on 2 feet. So dam ha'al chishtayim is mutam and ator, but it's also because of Marisayin. So just like dam ha'al chishtayim is also Mishum Marisayin, if pirish mina peh, so then we don't allow you to cook Basa with chalav behema tameya, with chalav isha, with chalav zacha, all the things are asa misha marisayin. But this is not in the Gemara, so we don't accept, basically, we don't accept that opinion, that only marisayin, the only marisayin that's asar, is called avashos hachachamim, whatever it says in the Gemara. We have a lot of marisayins that don't say in the Gemara.
Right.
That's the Yisn Nikim, that's Chashoda. There'll be Choshed that I'm gambling money. That's the one Yisn. The Achrayim have this. The Chemi points out that too, sometimes it's a problem because of Lifnei Iver, and sometimes it's a problem. Mishum Yisn Nikim means Mishum Chashoda. Right. The Mishnah is in Shkolim. Yeah, the same in Shviyas. The Mishnah in Shviyas also calls the Yisn, quotes the Yisn Nikim. Yeah. Pashta says that the Yisn Nikim is a Din Deraisa. Pashta says that that's a din deraisa. Maybe the marisai, maybe the lifne iver, maybe that's only the rabbanim because it's a lifne iver b'shevi altasa basically. But the yisn dikim that to ruin your own reputation, that seems from the mishnah that that's an isa deraisa. So this opinion we really don't follow. To say that marisai is only also davar chachamim, mishum marisai, we don't really follow that. So we say whenever there's a concern of Marisayan, there's an Issa Marisayan, especially if it's an Issa Deraisa, if it's based on the Yisim Nikim. So why should it only be Dovash Asa Chachamim? But the Shaila is when the Loshan HaGemara is called Dovash Asa Chachamim Shem Marisayan, Afila Bechadri Chadorim Asa. So it means anything, do those two words mean anything at all? Shasa Chachamim. Do those two words play a role at all? Or we just ignore those words? If the sentence could have been written, Kol davash asa mishum marisayin, afil v'chad v'chadar masar. Os v'chachamim, we have not accepted that opinion, that the only asa marisayin was a state in the Gemara. We have not accepted that opinion. It's all over in Yeridei. We add on many more marisayins. But the Shah said, well, do the two words mean anything? So there's a pischi tshuva in Kuf Chav Zayin, I think. It was on the list of the Marmekaymas. Kuf Chav Zayin is the beginning of the second Chelik Yeridei. That's in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yenam. So that's the whole Siman of Eidecha Dem and Bisur. When you learn Siman Aleph, and Hilchas Shechita also has important details about Eidecha Dem and Bisur, and many more. Most of the, more than 50% of the details are in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. Why did the Shulchan Aruch put it in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin? Why did he hide it there? Why did he tuck it away there? Because that's how the Gemara has it. The Gemara in Gittin. We learned Gittin last year. The Gemara has, I come and I tell a person, this nasach yeinecha, and he doesn't know whether it's true or not. So does he have to believe me? Do you say it echanem yisurim or not? So because the Rosh has the long arichas and that Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara talks about omalayecha, this nasach yeinecha, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes it on the case of this nasach yeinecha. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yeinam. See, the Gemara has dinim all over Shas, all scattered about. So the Rambam took the Gemara and he put it in order. So the Shulchan Aruch took the Rambam and he put it back out of order. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just patterned after the Tur. So the Tur had the Rambam in front of his eyes. He took all the Rambams and he put everything back out of order. He put it back into the order that appears in the Gemara. So you can never find anything. If you want to find something, you look in the Rambam, it's in a logical order. You look where it belongs. You look in the Tur, you have to know Shas in order to know. You have to know that Erech and Nemisim is going to be in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yenam, middle of Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. Okay. So there, there's a Pischei Tshuva that has the following discussion. What's the din in the following case? I shechted an animal, and I'm a shechet, and I know Hilchas Shechita. I know that the animal is kosher. And then a bunch of Meshugoyim come, and they say that it's an Avela. I know they're crazy. They weren't even there. They don't know what they're talking about. They absolutely don't know what they're talking about. So he says, you better not eat that flesh in front of anybody else, because they're not going to believe you. I'm screaming on top of my lungs, I'm the sheikhid, and I know it's kosher. But you have 100 people say it's an avela. See, even though I know that they're lying, they're trying to make some bilbo over here, but I'm not allowed to eat it in the presence of other people because of marisayin. What if no one is watching? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes, Machrayim say, Kol davar she'asa mishum marisayin, afilu b'chadri chador mosa. He says he's not even allowed to eat it when no one's watching. That's the din of marisayin. Whenever something is awesome, mishum marisayin, even when no one's watching, it's also awesome. So that's very difficult. If you say it like that, so the two words she'asa chachamim are totally meaningless. So why did the Lashon HaGemara say Kol davar she'asa chachamim? If in every generation you can invent additional marisayins, so why does it say she'asa chachamim? So Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree with that. He thought like this. The Stechemik quotes all of these opinions. So he thought like the other opinions. Marisayin applies even if it doesn't appear in the Gemara. Every generation there are new Marisayins. He said that when they first started with Shabbos clocks years ago, when I was growing up, the way to identify that a Jewish family was Shema Shabbos was if it was dark in the house on Friday night. If the lights were on, obviously they're going to turn the lights off. They're not going to leave the lights on the whole Shabbos. Who can afford to leave lights on the whole Shabbos? The Orthodox Jews were not able to afford to leave electricity on the whole Shabbos. So if they had lights on, obviously they're not Shema Shabbos. They're going to turn the lights off. That's why Rav Soloveitchik said that it's humorous. In the days of the Gaonim, if a home would be dark, they knew that these people were Karoim, because the Karoim didn't leave any lights on Shabbos. Not allowed to leave any lights on. And the way to identify who was an Orthodox Jew was if it was lit in the house. And then in the 1940s, when I was growing up, in the 1940s, the way to identify an Orthodox home was if it was dark in the house. If it was light, that means that he's not religious. He's gonna turn the lights off. No one's going to leave the lights on for 24 hours of Shabbos. So then they started with Shabbos clocks. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the first couple of years that they were using Shabbos clocks, they were probably in violation of Marisai, because the people would walk in the street. How are they going to know? They're probably going to think that someone's going to, either they're turning off the lights or they're asking the goy to turn off the lights. Someone's violating an Issa. But then when it became, after a couple of years, it became Yadua Mefursam, that people use Shabbos clocks, so then it became Mutter. There's no longer a Marisai, so it became Mutter. We had candles, and you had maybe a little light. I remember when I was growing up in Pennsylvania, so there was no yeshiva for me. So my parents sent me to stay by my grandparents in New York. My grandparents were very poor. My parents were not wealthy, but they weren't poor. My grandparents were poor. So they only had the candles in the kitchen, and there was a little tiny bulb in the bathroom. If you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, the rest of the house was stuck in the dark. In the daytime, the sun was shining in. There was no, that was an Orthodox Jewish home. There were no lights on there. They couldn't afford to leave lights on Shabbos. Then when they started with Shabbos clocks, I imagine it probably cost electricity to leave the Shabbos clock on for 24 hours. So I don't know which costs more. So people thought that you're only going to pay for the electricity when the lights are on. When the lights are off, you're not going to pay. You probably pay for the electricity. The Shabbos clock is running the whole Shabbos. So then everybody gets a tzugah chap to the Shabbos clocks. That's what Moshe Feinstein talks about in his tshuva. He's opposed to using Shabbos clocks. Let's say people are going to use a Shabbos clock to... there's a football game on TV and on Shabbos, and I don't want to miss it. So I'm going to set up my VCR on a Shabbos clock, and I'm going to record the football game. Or there's some kind of a play, or some kind of Irish guy on TV. I want to record it. So Moshe Feinstein thinks that that's not right. He thinks if the Tanoim would have lived today, they would have asked for all the Shabbos clocks. But he says, look, we can't ask for Shabbos clocks as far as turning on the lights is concerned. That's mekubal lehetera. The minig is ready. There was a machloikis in Europe when they started with Shabbos clocks, whether it's mutter or asr. So that was accepted lehetera. So he says accepted lehetera was because the Shabbos clocks, as far as lights is concerned, enhances kvod Shabbos. How does it enhance kvod Shabbos? Leave the light on the whole Shabbos. Who tells you to use a Shabbos clock?
Can't afford it, it's not a choice.
So I think when Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, he meant that the people couldn't afford to leave the light on the whole Shabbos. That was not an option. They're not going to leave the light on the whole Shabbos. So he says that was mekubal haheter, or because someone is going to sleep in that room. We didn't have such big apartments. The apartments were not so big. So someone's going to have to sleep in the room. You're going to leave the light. So you have to leave the light on a Shabbos clock. You want to eat in that room, then you want to sleep in the same room. So Rav Moshe says he thinks that you should only use Shabbos clocks to do malachas on Shabbos, to turn on the lights, turn off the lights, only if it's going to enhance kvod Shabbos. But Shabbos clock that's not going to enhance kvod Shabbos, he thinks that you should be machmer. He recommends that you should be machmer on it. Yeah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That he said he thought that the early years when they started using Shabbos clocks, he thought that those who used them probably were a violation of Marisai. And later, when it became a foursome that there's such an institution as a Shabbos clock, so then there's no longer any Marisai. The same thing, let's say, years ago, if a Jewish person would go into a non-kosher restaurant, a business, you go in for business purposes, you take out a client to business, I'm going to have Coca-Cola or an apple and orange, and he's going to have a whole meal of treifas. So years ago in New York, it probably would have been a Marisai. Now it became so standard. Everybody knows that you take a non-Jewish client into a treifa restaurant, he eats chazan, and I drink Coca-Cola, and I'll eat fruits and I'll eat fruits that are not cooked, that are not they didn't have a chance to make them dry. So I think years ago it probably was an Issa Marisain, and today there's probably no Issa Marisain. I don't know, you go into, you're going to take a whole group of children into a tray for a restaurant, they're all going to buy Coca-Cola. So if everybody goes together, so there's no Marisain, everybody's wearing yarmulkes. So what kind of Marisain? I think today everybody knows that the Orthodox Jews go into these places, they use the men's room, they buy Coca-Cola, and they know they don't eat non-kosher food. I don't think there's any more Marisain. Maybe out of town, there's still a problem on Marisain. Maybe out of town, if you take a client to a non-kosher restaurant, maybe it's not so mafursim over there. But in New York, I don't think it's an Isra Marisain. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Ikar really was, Marisain is us, even Dovah Shalah is Chachamim. Even every generation, there are new additional Marisains. You have the Yoredes full of Marisains that don't appear in the Gemara. The reason why the Gemara has the two words called Dovah Shalah or Chachamim, Mishra Marisain, that's for the Chadri Chadorim. The only time you ask the Chadri Chadorim is if it's a Marisain that the Chachamim singled out. They singled out, you're not allowed to hang up wet laundry on the line on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry on Yontif a big ladder, because people would think that he's going Lahatiach Gago. I think it's a painter's ladder. He's going to paint something, he's going to fix the roof or something. He's taking the ladder to take the hen that he decided he wants to shecht. So even though he's doing it behetah, but there's a Marisain. So there, the Gemara talks, since this was singled out by the rabbis, Kodav Shas Chomesh Marisain, so that's a loy plug rabbanon. Whenever the rabbis ask us something for a certain reason, so usually in most 98% of the time, the Gzera de Rabbanon will apply as a loy plug, even in cases where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera will apply.
So it's not just Chazal, because the Sivahetar is not Chazal. So how far do the rabbis go? And was he mited that in the Hesavahatr's case of Machil and Ben would be Asr even Machadri Chadar? Is that Chazal?
No, that's not Chazal. No, it's the Rishonim added on additional. No. No, Marisain over there, it's not exactly Marisain. It means it looks funny. The Hesavahatr's case means it looks funny. The non learned people will think that you're eating treifas. So you shouldn't eat Behemish in Ispat, Kalmechaya, Bemachol Asr, you shouldn't eat it because people are going to hear that you're eating that. That type of food, so they think that you're eating something that's not kosher.
So the chadre chadar of chalav isha
be pasta should be okay. The pashta says it should be okay. So that's you don't get that impression here. The end of Simen Pei Zayin, you learn the Shach has tainus, and the Nachlas Tzvi says it is talking about chadre chadar. It's talking about the rabbanon versus the raisa. Because they don't bring up this consideration, but many achrenim have this consideration. That whenever it's a new Marisain that came up post Talmudic, that the Tanoim never asked it bim yuchad, so whenever there's no chashash Marisain, so it's muta. Chadra chadorim is only yasa, dov shasa chachamim mishim Marisain. See, the Pischa Tshuva writes not so. That Pischa Tshuva kuchav zayin. He says, I know that I shechted the behemoth that it's kosher. And you have 100 people say that it's nevela, I'm not allowed to eat it. So he says, it's a Marisain, I'm not allowed to eat it when anyone is watching, because they'll think they're not going to believe me, they're going to believe the 100 people. And he says, and once you're not allowed to eat it when anyone's watching, even if the Chadra Chadam, I'm not allowed to eat it either, because God, whatever is awesome, Mishum Marisain is awesome, I feel the Chadra Chadam. So that's very difficult. The Pashtus is, it's only when it's awesome, Chachamim, that's a Loiplug Rabbanim. So that's the Pashtus over here, Sivin Pei Zayin. We really should have said all these things on Mutter B'Chadra Chadam. Not just when it's only at the Rabbanon. See, the Pischa Tshuva wants to say, the whole Simen Pei Zayin is talking, the guy's eating at home. So if he's eating chicken and Cholav Shgedim, so the whole Marisain is going to be on the Rabbanon, so the Chadra Chadorim, there's no Issa the Rabbanon. There's no Chadra Chadorim on an Issa the Rabbanon. But if he's eating flesh with Cholav Shgedim, so that's a Marisain over there, I said, that'll be also Afil B'Chadra Chadorim. The Pashto says this Marisain doesn't say in the Gemara. So this Marisain should stand be muta b'chadre chador. If the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of chadre chador, the whole thing should be muta. Even by besar behema should be muta. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a lot of cases are also because of Marisain. What about cooking chicken and milk to cook flesh with cholav isha? While people are watching is Marisai. To cook flesh with chala behemoth tamea is also because of Marisai. What about to cook chicken with milk? So we pass on this muta bishul. There is no isa bishul on basa b'chala d'rabbana. Is there an isa Marisai? So the Ramah says no. Chicken. Everybody can tell the difference between chicken and flesh. So Rama says there is no marisayin. So that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook the chicken with the milk, and then there is no marisayin. But to cook flesh with a milk that's parva milk, if you have parva flesh or parva milk, so then that's a marisayin. That's a marisayin, so you're not allowed to cook.
How do they have nowadays, let's say on Pesach, they have kosher pizza, and like everything looks like everything else?
Does that got a problem? Does that got a problem? So it says in the Ramah, if you're eating cholov shkedim, so if you put the shkedim there, so that takes off the marisayin. So if you have these, if you have kosher lePesach Cheerios, and the box says kosher lePesach lebracha is not mezaynus, so if you have the box there, that's like having the shkedim there. So that takes off the marisayin. That takes off the marisayin. But if you don't have the box there, you're just serving kosher lePesach pizza, and no one sees the box, and it looks like it's regular chametz dikah pizza. So that will be a problem on marisayin.
We assume like the Rama by chicken that there's no marisayin on the rabbanim.
No. The two Ramas by chicken. There's one Rama about cooking chicken with milk. So he says everybody knows that chicken is chicken. It's not meat. So there he says there's no isa marisayin. There's no isa to cook it. Even if people are watching, everybody knows that there's no isa in cooking chicken with milk. Then the other Rama says that if you have chicken that's cooked with cholov shkedim, or you're eating chicken and drinking cholov shkedim at the same time, so then he says, since the whole marisayin is only drabbanon, so that's mutter. So that's a shaila. The shach is not happy about that. He holds that marisayin even applies. He quotes the Tosfos on that daf Samach Amud Aleph in Ksubas that we just read the Gemara, that marisayin even applies if the worst that they'll be choshed that you're doing is an aver drabbanon, is also a problem marisayin. Yeah, we follow the shach.
In Tverim, about the Chalav Shkedim, if you have Basar with Chalav Shkedim, does leaving the almonds there and not even help?
No, then the Ramah says, if you have the Shkedim, if you
even if it's Basar with the rice, even if it would be the rice.
Yeah, he says, if it's only chicken with Chalav Shkedim, you don't even need to put the Shkedim there. Ramah says, there's no problem on Marisayin if the worst the Yisra will be, that they'll be Chashid me for, is the Rabbanan. So that, we don't follow. That the Shach says, we don't follow that. And then Nachlas Tzvi wants to defend the Ramah, says Nachlas Tzvi is written by the Pischei Tshuva, Pirsch Eisenstein, that was his name. His name is Tzvi. So whenever he has a long essay, so he puts it in the footnote. That's the Nachlas Tzvi. So he says, no, he defends the Ramah, says the Ramah is talking about Chadr Chador. So that's why the Ramah distinguishes between the Rais and the Rabban. So that's also problematic if the Ramah is talking Chadr Chadorim. So why should it be also even by the Behema? It's not a Dovish also Chachamim, Mishim Marzai. It's a davar she'asa mishum arisayin, but the chachamim never singled it out li'iser. So that's different opinions. Okay. Yeah, what's the din of basa b'chalav? It's also b'bishal, and it's also b'achinan, and it's also b'hanoah. What about if I'm eating fleshiks, and there's fleshiks and milchiks on the table? So that's clearly an isa d'rabbanan, shalo l'halas ala shulchan. That's how the perek begins. Kol ha'basa asa l'bashal b'chalav, on kuf gimel amin beis, the first mishnah. Kol ha'basa asa l'bashal b'chalav, chutz mipsad dog machagovim, basa l'halas im agvino ala shulchan. You're not allowed to even have, if you're eating... The Gemara says it's only a shulchan she'och lemalav. Let's say it's a shulchan that no one is eating on that shulchan. They have food that people are going to take food and eat some other place. So you have in the kitchen. So the balabasta made chicken and is sitting over here. Then she made milchiks and is sitting one next to the other. She's going to put, when everything cools off, she's going to put everything into the refrigerator, into the freezer. But no one's eating anything now. So if no one's eating anything, there's no prohibition to put it on the same table because one may fall into the other. We don't assume one is going to fall into the other. What does the Mishnah say later? You're even permitted to wrap up. The Mishnah Kuv Zainam Abeis. You're permitted to wrap up. Let's say I have some cheese, some hot cheese, and I took it out of the wrapper, and I cut off a little bit, I ate it. Then I have a salami, and I took off the wrapper. I'm going to wrap up, and I'm traveling on the highway. And I can't have two different wrappers, one for the cheese and one for the salami. So I'm going to wrap up the cheese and the salami in the same piece of cloth, and wrap up the cheese, roll it up, then later I'm going to wrap up the salami in the same piece of cloth. So the Mishnah says it's permissible, provided they shouldn't be touching each other. What's the avla if they're going to be touching each other? There's no nesinas tam. If it's only tzayin b'tzayin and everything is cold, anything less than yatzah lettuce is considered tzayin. So if it's tzayin b'tzayin, what's the problem? So the Gemara asks the kasha, v'chi norgez ebezem, I have a tzayin b'tzayin, and there's no bliya. After the Gemara, fine, there's no bliya. But the bien, some of the cheese make it, some of the fatty part of the cheese make it stuck on the salami. Some of the fatty part of the salami may get stuck on the cheese. So later on you'll be eating fleshiks and milchiks at the same time. It won't be basa b'chalav derais. It wasn't nizbashal together, but it'll still be, you'll be in violation of the yisad derabbanim. So whenever you need the klipa laboy, they're both cold, so you don't have to ask if they klipa, but hadacha mi laboy, you're going to need hadacha. And normally when you plan to eat the salami, you're not going to wash off the salami. It's not a raw salami, it's cooked already. If the nature of the food is, let's say it's raw piece of meat, so you're going to wash off the raw piece of meat anyway before you're going to cook it. So then there's nothing wrong even putting, the Shulchan Aruch says, nothing wrong putting the piece of meat, the raw piece of meat, touching a piece of cheese, because before I'm going to cook the piece of meat, I'm going to wash it off anyway. So when I wash it off, I'll be washing off all the cheese also. But if the piece of meat is already cooked salami and you're not going to wash it off, so then you're not allowed to wrap it up lechatchila, touching each other, and the smach that later on I'm going to do a hadoch. That's what you see from the Mishnah. You're not allowed to be lie on that lechatchila. Since the hadoch is really leikuvah, if you're not going to do the hadoch, then you're violating an isa, you're eating fleshiks and milchiks simultaneously. So you're not allowed to wrap it up tzorodom bimit pachasachas, if it's no gimzeh bezeh, you're not allowed to do that lechatchila to rely on the fact that he's going to do the hadoch later. Yeah, the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim, yeah.
Why are we worried about individual? Why are we worried about individual sickness for the some residue from the usually stick to the bathroom?
We are worried it's going to stick, but it's in a different. I have a long towel. So at the beginning of the towel, I wrapped up cheese, and the end of the towel, the end of the piece of cloth, I wrapped up the salami. So I'm not going to wrap it up. I'm not going to put the salami where I put the cheese. I'm not going to put the cheese where I put the salami. So there isn't going to be a problem. Yeah, the worst that's going to happen is going to be that you're going to violate basa b'chol of the rabbanon over here, and still the rabbis made the gzera. So that's where the Gemara raises the issue. Isn't this a gzera l'gzera? So we're not sure exactly what the answer is. That's the Tosfos on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph that the Nekudas HaKesef quoted in Siman Tzadik, that we don't know how to determine what's a gzera l'gzera, what's not a gzera l'gzera. Sometimes the Gemara says something is muta gzera l'gzera. Other times the Gemara holds you do make a gzera l'gzera. Yeah, what about by oaf also? You're not allowed to chicken and milk. We pass in l'alocha that chicken and milk is only the rabbanon. So would you say you're not allowed to have, let's say, chicken and milk on the same table where you're eating? Because of the chashash, he made by mistake eat some fleshiks and milchiks at the same time. Are they saying no? The worst it could be is that oaf is only the rabbanon. So that's all of a sudden, that's a machlokes bishamai misil. And the Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So bishamai makes good sense. You're not allowed to eat the chicken with the milk. It's a gzera the rabbanon. But to say ain't oil ala shulchan, it's like already a gzera, gzera, gzera. Even if it's flesh and milk, it's a gzera, gzera. To make an isa, to have chicken and milk served on the table at the same time. It's like gzera l'gzera l'gzera. So Beishamah says muter. We don't pass like Beishamah. We pass like Beisil. Oil of Eloi Nechal. You're not allowed to. The Gemara wasn't sure what Beishamah meant. The Gemara said maybe Beishamah means to say that they hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that they never made an Isa de Rabbanon Bechlal on chicken and milk. The Gemara says no, that's not correct. Beishamah hold there is a gzera de Rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat chicken and milk together. But oil of Shulchan, that's too much. That's a gzera l'gzera l'gzera. That's too much. Rabbi Yosef Glili was of the opinion you have no right to make such a gzera derabon. It's a gzera shalol letzarech. Everybody knows that there's a difference between chicken and meat. Meat is one thing and chicken is a different thing. Like the Ramah says that there's no marisayin. People are going to see I'm cooking chicken with milk. They all know it's mutter. They all know there's no problem. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, just like the Ramah says, everybody knows that chicken and chicken is milk and meat is meat. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that you have no right to make a gzera derabonon, the aser basa b'chala by b'sarayif. It's a shalot tzorach klal, and we have not accepted his opinion. The Gemara says that in his city they followed his opinion even years after he passed away. he was the more dastra, so they had the right to follow his opinion, even though he was outvoted by the other Tanoim. In every generation, you have different opinions on different things. So those are, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai were outvoted by the Beis Hillel. The majority of the Talmid HaChamim were from Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai were very sharp. The Gemara says they were Mechadah Ditve. So by definition, they had to be the minority. More than 50% of the people are not so sharp. A very small percentage of the world population are sharp. So Beis Shammai were always in the minority. So the Gemara has a shot at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. Did Beis Shammai have the right to follow their opinion or not? Maybe that's an Issa of Loises Goydadu. So the Gemara says, no, also Beis Shammai Kidivreim. There's nothing wrong. It'll be an Issa of Loises Goydadu if the two factions spend time in the same shul, in the same Beis Medrash, and they're doing one way, they're doing the other way, and it's bolate, it's obvious that there's a Chiluk HaDeis over here. But if each one lives in a different community, or if they have two different Bata Midrashes in the same city, that's a Machlokes Abai Barov at the end of the first parak in Yevamos. If it's two Bata Midrashes, Bi'ir Achas, is that an Issa Loises Goydadu or not? So we usually assume that that's not Loises Goydadu. In one shul they do say Tachna, one shul they don't say Tachna. One shul they do wear Tefillin Chalamoid, one shul they don't wear Tefillin Chalamoid. So that's not Loises Goydadu. Loises Goydadu is if in the same shul, half of the people are saying Tachna, half of the people are not. Half of the people are wearing Tefillin Chalamoid, half of the people are not. That's Loises Goydadu. But if each faction lives in a different city or a different base medrash, even in the same city, so we'll make on that. So the Gemara says, also Beis Shammai Kidivrei. Beis Shammai always followed their opinion. They have to follow their Rebbe Muvik. They followed the opinions of Shammai Hazak and the Beis Shammai. And the same over here, the Gemara says, Hayochlim Besaroif Becholov. Even years after he passed away, they always followed his opinion. He was the Mardas. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin. Not only is Besarai Pecholav Osa Midirabbanon, it's even Osa L'Halos Ala Shulchan. We pass like the Besilo, that you're not allowed to. Then the Mishnah has, what if you have two people eating on the same table? This Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis talks about Shulchan She'Ochel Olav as opposed to Shulchan She'Soy Derad Leves HaTavshel. The Balabasa, let's say, cooked a milchik kugel in the oven, pizza, whatever, some cheese pie in the oven, and she puts it on the countertop to cool off. Then she cooks flesh on top of the stove. She puts one next to the other on the countertop to cool off. So the Mishnah says that's permissible. There's no chashash that they're going to get mixed up together. Only the Shulchan Shoichel Olav. You're not allowed to eat flesh except it's milchiks on the table at the same time. Even if you're only eating chicken, it's only fleshiks there are bonon, still not allowed to. What if two different people are eating on the same table? So that's a Mishnah later. That's the Mishnah Kuf Zayin on the base. Shnei Achtes Sinoim, Ochlam HaShulchan Echad. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, Shnei Achtes Sinoim, who don't know each other, they're not Makirim, says there. So he says, they're permitted, Ochlam HaShulchan Echad, Zeh Basa V'Zeh Gvina, Bein Choshishim. So the Gemara says, Omer Shmur, Lo Shana L'Shem Makirim, says there, they don't know who they are. He's sitting in an airport. He's sitting in a restaurant or something. So I brought my flesh exam, and he brought his milk exam. I don't know who he is. So I'm not going to ask him. I want to nibble part of his... even if he seems like a religious Jew, I don't know who he is. I'm not going to ask him. I'd like to have a nibble. He's not going to offer me anything. We don't know each other. But if the Shnech Sanaim Shemakirim Zezeh, then the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. What if they're Makirim Zezeh, but they don't get along with each other? So the Gemara says, no, then you're not allowed to. They may make peace. But if they're not Makirim Zezeh, then the Gemara says it is mutter. Yeah, you have such a similar din. That's what all the Rishonim quote. You have a similar din in the Mishnah Masechus Shabbos in the first parak. It says, if a woman is a nida or a zava, so there's an isa tashma shamito. So the Mishnah says that she's not allowed to eat with her husband on the same table at the same time because it may lead to a kirav hadas, and they may decide to be together. If they're going to eat together, they may decide to be together. They'll violate an Issa Koris, a Bo'al Anida, Bo'al Azova. So the Gemara says there, what if you have a hecker? What if you have a hecker? What constitutes a hecker? So if you have a different tablecloth, or you have a kli in between, or you have a loaf of bread in between that they're not eating from, so different things that constitute a hecker. So whatever is mutan hilchas nida, whenever there's a shinoi. So the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos, and where is it? Dafyud Gimel of an Aleph. Whenever there's a Shinui, it's Mutar. So that's what all the Rishonim say over here as well. Whenever you have a Shinui, then it would be mutter here as well. Do we have any coolers? You see, Beishamai held there's a cooler in chicken that does not wish al halas al shulchan, because chicken, clearly, Beishamai held chicken is only the rabbanon. So to say there's an isa halah, not to have chicken and cheese on the table at the same time, that's exeril, that's too much. And we don't paskin like them. We don't paskin like them because we hold that chicken is their isa. We don't paskin like them despite the fact that chicken is the rabbanon. We hold over here, this is not exeril. So that's the shayla. In Shulchan Aruch we pass when that chicken is only the Rabbanon. That's clear. But in the Rishonim, that's a little unclear. So the Tosfos writes on the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the days, the big Tosfos Sofer Gvina, Tosfos is commenting on the Braisa. Toni Igra Hamua de Rababa. Igra was the father-in-law of Rababa, so he presented a Braisa. He himself was not a Tana, but he, the Amoraim would recite Braises. The Mishnais, everybody knew. All the Amoraim knew the Mishnais, but they didn't all know all the Brises. The unlimited number of Brises. So every Tana had a whole bunch of Brises. So he recited a Brise in the Beis Medrash that says, Ofer Gvila Nacholim Ba'afi Kurin. You can eat chicken and cheese in a hefkedika fashion. Ba'afi Kurin. What does it mean, Ba'afi Kurin? Hu Tani Lav Hu Amala. He recited this Brise and he interpreted it. What it means is, B'lo Netilas Adayim, B'lo Kinuach HaPeh. What is that? If you have fleshiks and milchiks, and in the days of the Gemara, till very recent, till around 200 years ago, people didn't have forks and knives and spoons. They used to eat everything with their fingers, Jews and non-Jews alike. Everybody ate shirayim with their fingers. Everybody ate the whole meal with their fingers. Not just shirayim from the rib. Everybody ate everything with their fingers. So if you had fleshiks and milchiks with your fingers, and it got the stuff got stuck on the fingers, then you're going to have the opposite later on. So you have to wash your fingers off to make sure that you don't have any bien. The Gemara says, unless it's the Gemara says, Hanemili Bilelya, that's three lines from the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the base. If it's nighttime and can't see, I will be Mama Chazina. If it's in the daytime, I see my fingers are clean. Or today, eat with a fork and a knife. So there's no chashash. Everybody knows that there's no. Unless he's eating shirayim with his fingers. Okay, so then his fingers will be fleshing. So then you got to wash off in between fleshing and milchus, whatever. Of course, you have to wash off Natilus Yadayim to make sure that there's no bien. What's kinuach? That's Natilus Yadayim. What is kinuach hapeh? So kinuach hapeh, the Gemara has what seems to be a machleka is Beishamay Beisilo. Two lines from the bottom. Beishamay Yarmi Mekanech Beisilo Ami Meidiach. You had fleshiks and one had milchiks, or you had milchiks and one had fleshiks. So it says Beishamay say you have to have Kinuach and Bisilo say you have to have midiach. Kinuach means you have to brush your teeth if you have a toothbrush. If it's Managmar, they didn't have a toothbrush. He has to chew some kind of food that won't. There are different kinds of food, so some kinds of food will just get stuck into the gums, and other kinds of food will serve like a toothbrush in order to get all the particles out from in between your teeth. So that's why Beishamai say you have to be nikaneach. You have to chew into something that's going to serve like a toothbrush. And Bezillah says you have to be Mediach. You have to take a drink of something and rinse out your mouth. So there shouldn't be any of the fleshig juice left over. Shouldn't be any of the milk left over in your mouth. What is it? A machleg is Bisham and Bezillah who holds what? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Mar machad will look pligi. That is not a machleg. They both said the same thing. That's how the Gemara finally comes. Beisham Ella Beisham Yarmin Mekanech Vadinu Meniach Bezilah Meidich Vadinu Mekanech. So Taisa says that's how we pass Mekanech Vadinu Meniach. The Taisa is Kofeim and Aleph. So Taisa says Travad Beinu Kepirish Bekunches Chaim Pasa Grab Beinachanam. Fine, you need both. So that's the din. This only applies if you had real flesh. But if you had oaf, you only had chicken. So chicken is only the Rabbanon. So that's what Tony Igra Chamur the Rab Zera. He has a brisa. You can eat it. The hefkeris, who tani lavu amala, he recited the brisa. He interpreted this din the rabbanon doesn't apply the netilas yadayim to wash off on the fingers and the kinuach haper, the kinuach vadocha. The whole thing doesn't apply. The ma'isa we do observe it even by chicken. So Taisus comments on that. V'hoilam the bottom Taisus sofa gvina on daf kuf dalar and base. So in the middle of the Taisa, V'hoilam nagu shalal lechol gvina acha basa klal Afila acharoif. Ay, bakab the tani grof is gonna nechon bafi koren. Mashma, you don't have to, you don't need kinuch, you don't need adocha, you don't need any hamtana. So he says, Dilma Mishum the Sab Basara Pakhalov, Lav the Raisa, the Braisa that Igru Hamud the Rab Zera recited, obviously is based on the assumption that chicken is only basim cholod the rabbanon, and therefore you make all. But like kaimel and hachim, we don't pass like that. So that's what the Shach quoted, the two ways to read the line of Tosfos. Like kaimel and hachim, that what? That we paskin that chicken and milk is their isa? Well, like kaimel and hachim means we maskim chicken and milk is the rabbanon. But like kaimel and therefore, because it's the rabbanon, therefore you have a cooler that it's nachol and bafikar, and that like kaimel and. We paskin like Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, that ain't oil ala shulchan. Even chicken and cheese also ain't oil ala shulchan. Even though it seems to be a gzera, so here also the kinuch with the hadache, with the netilas yadayim, with the hamtana, everything applies even to chicken. Okay, that's the gemara. So the gemara, the next daf talks about waiting. How long with the kinuch, with the hadache? It says you have to wait also. So Tosfos is going to discuss that. Tosfos Kufdal and Amud Beis is going to discuss what's the story with the waiting. Waiting 6 hours is a real din or it's only a minute? Where does that come from? So we'll be in there tomorrow. We'll have to continue. Okay.